I speak to you in the name of Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen. My earliest memory of Bill Ross, I must have been about 7 years old. My older sister and I were sitting in the front pew of the church in Miami. My father was preaching. My mother was in the back of the church holding two smaller children. At one point, my father mentioned that Bishop Roy Short was coming to conduct a preaching mission at our church. In the way that only a 7-year-old boy and his 10-year-old sister can do, Judy and I began to make gestures and start to giggle at the mention of Bishop Short. Soon my father stopped preaching and said, "Will somebody come down here and supervise my children?" I looked up and Bill Ross was ambling down the aisle. He proceeded to sit between Judy and me, silencing our gestures and giggles, until he too was overcome by the shortness of Bishop Short. Bill himself was short and stocky. He wore a short-sleeved dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up and a tie. He owned an ice cream parlor hamburger joint about two blocks named Frosty Freeze, two blocks from our house, from the church, and across the street from Miami Jackson High School. It was an iconic 1950s hamburger joint. The hamburgers you got there were small, with mustard and onions on them, unless you asked for something else. For dessert, you could get pineapple sherbet, you know, with the little chunks of pineapple in it. I don't know if you can get that anymore. Frosty Freeze was a place for kids to hang out after school and for us to go on Friday nights for hamburgers. But the Frosty Freeze was just the occasion for Bill to make a living. His life was found elsewhere. But the entire time we lived in Miami, Bill served as Sunday school superintendent of my father's church. On Sunday mornings, the children gathered in the church to sing before going to our classes. Bill led the singing. We sang such favorites as "I'll Be a Sunbeam for Jesus." Anybody know that? Rachel knows that. "Jesus Loves Me This I Know." Yeah, more know. And "Beulah Land," Carol Barker and I. Carol's father was a Methodist pastor who followed my father in Plant City. So, small world. So we sang all these songs and Bill led the singing. There was nothing sad about Bill Ross. He radiated the love of Jesus and the joy of the Lord, and I thought he was the best song leader I'd ever known. But the best was yet to come. One day Bill asked if I wanted to go to Miami Stadium to see a baseball game. So off we went. We got there, found our seats, and down on the field, milling about in Olympian splendor, were Jackie Robinson, Duke Snyder, Pee Wee Reese, Carl Farrillo, Roy Campanello, Don Newcomb, Junior Gilliam, Carl Erskine, and all the rest of the boys of summer. Arrayed across the emerald paradise of Miami Stadium were the Brooklyn Dodgers, the heroes of my childhood. In those days, spring training wasn't so corporate, so we just strolled down to the dugout and actually spoke to these gods of baseball. Never got their autographs. Just imagine, love of Jesus and love of the Brooklyn Dodgers in one stocky, middle-aged hamburger joint owner and fountain of laughter and joy. Bill Ross was the Andrew of my life. I'll never forget him. There was no shortage of religion in my young life. My father was a pastor. I attended Sunday school every Sunday. Death was the only excuse for missing. We lived in a house owned by the church. Instead of playing poker, we played a board game called Going to Jerusalem. You think I'm kidding? Had little figures of James and John, and we didn't use dice, of course. Had a little thing you flicked, you know, and you got to go so many spaces, and the first one who got to Jerusalem won. was surrounded by the sights and sounds of Christian faith. But into my young life came this wonderful man who said to me, "Come and see what I have found. Come and see Jesus." And my life has never been the same. Every week I stand before you and urge you to invite someone to come to church with you, to taste what you have tasted, to experience the love of God with this parish community. Often I end my encouragement by saying, it's as simple as inviting someone to come with you. Andrew did that with his brother Peter. Well, today we have stumbled across the actual story. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." See, I've been telling you the truth. In those days, there were no social media, no advertisements, no big signs. The young rabbi from Nazareth began to be noticed. People began to wonder if God was with him or in him. John the Baptizer found himself, said, "And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." The news had to be spread by word of mouth, by generous invitation, brother to brother. So Andrew dared to find his brother and speak to him. It's the only way anybody ever heard the good news of Jesus. In every life, there's a Bill Ross. He may have been my personal evangelist, but isn't there a Bill Ross in your life? Isn't there an Andrew who first came to find you and tell you the good news? It is often said that the Christian faith is just one generation from extinction. The first followers dared tell others the good news. Mary Magdalene went careening down the street, yelling to all the world, "I have seen the Lord! I have seen the Lord! I have seen the Lord!" And those who heard her and believed her told others. And Peter stood in Jerusalem and proclaimed, "Of these things we are witnesses." And generation by generation, new Andrews found new Peters and told the same good news. And Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna in present-day Turkey, destined to be killed in the arena for his faith. When Polycarp was a boy, he heard the story from John the disciple, so the tradition says. When Polycarp was an old man, 86, about to be killed, he told the story to young Irenaeus, eventually to become Bishop of Lyon in France in the late 2nd century. Three generations of Andrews pouring out the good news. "Come and see, come and see. We have found the Messiah." When Bill Ross came into my life, I was only a boy, eager for the laughter and joy and rambunctious faith of this smiling man in his short-sleeved shirt, who took me to see the gods of Flatbush and waved his arms as I sang with full throat and full heart, "I'll be a sunbeam for Jesus." The Brooklyn Dodgers were everything Bill said they were, and so was Jesus. Bill is long dead now. No doubt gone to a place where Jesus plays third base for the Dodgers, and Bill manages the team. But he found me, and he said to me, "I have found the Messiah. Come and see." And I came, and I saw, and I've never been the same. Remember the Andrew in your life. And I'll tell you once more, don't be shy. You may be Andrew to someone else. It's the best thing we can do. Amen.